to the third edition of the Rip Man and Her with myself, Paul Ripley, and
me, Helen Robinson.
Her.
Yes, the her. Do you know, I'm sure when we first had these conversations about doing the show, that I said I were going to remain anonymous.
Yeah.
And the voice, the northern voice, would have an air of mystery surrounding it.
Yeah, well, got rid
of
that
idea.
There you
go. It's out there now, isn't it?
Yeah, got rid of that idea right away. That was a silly idea. I just ignored you, to be honest. To be honest with you. As always on this show, we have hopefully 10, maybe sometimes 11 tunes, which you may have heard, may not have heard, but I hope you enjoy them. And we sort of talk behind them, what's going on and why we chose them. So the first one today is by myself, and it's a local band from Manchester who had 12 top 20 hits here in the UK and then dissolved, and now they don't speak to each other. And this is the B-side of one of their hits, and it's called Waterfall, and the band is 10cc.
Gonna meet you on the corner, gonna take you out of town, out to where the grass is greener and no one can be found. Gonna be there in the morning, gonna take you by the hand, get out of the city, gonna get back to the land. Waterfall, and it's falling down on me. Waterfall, and it's falling down, but it ain't gonna let me be. Take you by the hand, gonna get out of the city, gonna get back to the land. Waterfall, and it's falling down on me.
Sorry, 10cc, Neil Young sounding track Waterfall from the early days. What a band they were. My favourite Manchester band of all time. What's your thoughts?
I love it. I love 10cc.
Underrated, I would say.
Yeah, well, maybe they were just a bit of a niche sound, because they did make some obscure things.
Yeah, very creative in the studio.
Well, they're very creative, yeah. You know, it's an art school movement. Graham Goldman's still ticking 10cc on the road, but yeah. I know for sure that Kevin Godley's not involved now.
No, apparently it's Graham. Well, the fallout between Lol Cram and Kevin Godley is quite intense. It's a shame. It's a shame that
it's what happens between creatives, unfortunately.
Yeah, I suppose you're right.
And money, usually.
Yeah, money, definitely money, definitely money. Well, the weather here in Manchester has been, as usual, wet and rainy and grey. But we're here hopefully to brighten your day. How's that? How's that?
But, well, that's the intention, that we brighten people's days, which is why we're going to stay away from too much politics.
Yeah.
Let's not divide the audience. Let's not talk about the fact that it's going dark by 3:30 in an afternoon here now.
Yeah.
But whilst we make no bones about the fact these shows are pre-recorded, they're not edited, they're very raw. If we make a mistake, we're going to let it ride because we hope that you'll laugh along with us. But today actually is a pivotal day in many respects for political decisions in a certain country.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about which song to play. I used to work quite tightly with Ian McNabb from the Icicle Works, and a couple of albums back, he wrote this song. It's called No One Tells a Lie Like a Dude in a Tie. That was No One Tells a Lie, Like a Dude with a Tie by Ian McNabb. And I think that's from his Utopian album, which is a couple of years old now. Seemed fitting, albeit a little bit
I think seemed fitting in life.
Dark.
In life,
but
I think
the truth
seems...
will set you free. And the truth is you're listening to The Rip Man and Her.
That's so true. I've never heard that song before. I actually adore that song. That's wonderful.
Oh, that's good.
Never heard it before.
Yeah. Have I scored brownie points?
You certainly have. You certainly have. Yeah, it's amazing when tracks and lyrics and some people just seem to nail it on the head, don't they, with the lyrics. You know, John Lennon, obviously Ian McNabb now with that track. Just, they make you think, whether it's talking about love, peace, or politics.
I'm staying away from the topic of love. I'm trying not even to put love songs in.
Oh dear. We won't go into details, shall we not?
No. That would be 40 shows of free therapy and the listeners would all be in bits.
If anybody wants to email Helen and get a chat going, you're more than welcome. The email address is...
I'm not giving that out. Actually, it's...
We
would welcome some feedback.
We would, yeah.
For the show.
Go on.
And the email address is all lowercase, all one word, theripmanandher@gmail.com.
Yeah, simple one. One that can explode. Right, the next track that lined up is a band who I went to see at the Palace Theatre in Manchester. And I really enjoyed them. They're very different at the time. And they're still going. And do you know what? I think they're getting better. It's an American band, and you'll know the track.
Flesh in my mind, lands, a perfect fit to
brothers Ron and Russell Mayall, who formed the band in Los Angeles in California. And they love bands such as The Who and Pink Floyd and The Kinks and The Move that they called themselves Anglophiles. And it's fitting that they had the first success here in the UK. Sparks.
I thought it was Sparks.
Yeah, Sparks, Amateur Hour. Yeah.
But I've never heard that song before.
You've never heard it? It's a big top 10 hit. When you was about 3.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
I did once see him on a programme called Pebble Mill. It was like
I was about
magazine
5 then.
Type chat show that used to be on lunchtime. Whenever I was scarving off school, I used to watch Pebble Mill. Actually, that's the first time I ever heard Moody Blues. But I must have been about maybe 10. And Russell and Ron Mayall were on the show. And it must have been Judy Spiers or maybe even Alan Titchmarsh. But I'm fairly sure it was a woman. And she asked Russell Mayall what the secret of his youthful looks was. And he said, loads of sex. And imagine hearing that as a child. It's a lunchtime show.
What the response from the person who asked? Was it like, oh, let's move on?
You know how when someone goes wide-eyed and they're not supposed to?
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That type of stuff. Yeah, so I saw Sparks quite a few times.
It traumatised me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I can imagine it's like the Pistols that time, wasn't it? When they were on TV. Yeah. So, like I say, Sparks still going strong, and they're still selling a huge number of tickets. So, their tour is sold out, and that's quite impressive because it must be getting on a bit now. And they formed the band, the first band in '67. It was named,
really?
The Urban Renewal Project in January '67.
Wow.
Wow, so they are getting on. Brothers, well done, well done.
Well done. We were having this conversation, though, weren't we, about bands that are still touring and releasing music, not just peddling the back catalogue endlessly or having the final tour that lasts for 30 years.
The Frank Sinatra tour.
Yeah, and one of those bands, Simple Minds, I mean, the lineup's changed. They're still releasing music, and they've gone through so many incarnations. Personally, I don't think that much of what they've released has been any good since Derek Forbes departed the lineup
Derek
in about
Forbes.
1985.
He's the bass player.
He was a bass player, yeah. But if you remember, anyone that's tuning in, this is the first show, won't remember. Last week, Paul played a track which had a lot of Hammond organ in it.
Yeah.
And I confess to not being a fan of the whole keyboard solo, apart from one song, which, for whatever reason, we then went off at a tangent. And I didn't say what the song was. It's actually this next track by Simple Minds. I would like to know, Paul, if when we've listened to the keyboard solo, you can tell me who plays the keyboard solo. Ooh, this is Simple Minds, Hunter and the Hunted.
You'll see me as I'm pulled up in battle.
That was Simple Minds, Hunter and the Haunted. And that keyboard solo just does it for me. Any clues, Paul?
I know who it is. I know who it is. Because
did you Google it?
No, not Googled it. I just know it. Because the reason being why I know it is this is one of the few Simple Minds songs I actually like for two reasons. One, the bass playing I think is fantastic. It's very funky. And I could listen to that without the lyrics, without the singing. I just like the track itself.
Well, they were another kind of arty, art rock band.
Yeah, and they obviously they pushed for singles. Yeah, but the man himself played in a band called, and I love this one, Johnny. What's it now? Johnny and Self Abusers. That's it. The keyboard player.
No, that's not who it is.
It's not. I got it wrong then.
It's not. So Mick McNeil was
Michael
Simple Minds'
friends.
Keyboard player. But that keyboard solo was actually done in session by someone who Derek Forbes just happened to spot down a corridor in the recording studio and said, I just want you on this track. Oh, and right. They did it, them two. It's Herbie Hancock.
Really? That's why it's so funky.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, I did not know that. Did not.
Well, there you go.
That.
Every day is a school day.
Yeah, I just loved the idea of it being in a band called Johnny and the Self Abusers. I just thought that was just,
that's who they were before Simple Minds.
A great lineup. So, well done you. You've got another one up on me. If we had a chart and one-upmanship, you'd be winning.
Shall we? I feel like we need a whiteboard.
But let's start from scratch now then.
What's your turn next?
It's my turn next. And I've got a couple of cheesy songs in lined up. And some people call this cheesy. I don't. I think this is one of the greatest pop songs ever written. And it's, again, it's a band who, because of the name of the band, and the time, they're just not rated by people they should be. And an amazing guitar sound as well on this. This is a band called Hot Chocolate. There we go. And
what?
Emma. Chocolate and Emma, Emmeline. The lyrics was inspired by the death of his mother, apparently. Errol Brown, he died at the age of 71 after his battle with pancreatic cancer, and he leaves behind so many songs which, like I say, are underrated, absolutely underrated.
Quite glad, really, that when these phenomenal musicians pass away, their back catalogues don't vanish into thin air.
Yeah, yeah, I absolutely agree with you. Absolutely agree with you.
Which makes them immortal.
Yeah, and they, yeah, yeah, immortal. I think
like us with our radio shows.
That's one word. That's one word to use for us. There are many others, I assure you.
I'm going to annoy you with my next choice.
Oh, yeah. Go on.
Yeah, because you don't like this band particularly, and it's cheesy.
No, I like cheesy stuff now and then, definitely. The next song from mine is cheesy.
Yeah, but it's that kind of cheesy rock that... Well, I don't like the lycra and stuff involved in this movement of people.
Don't say big hair.
What?
Go on.
Don't say what?
Big hair.
Oh, well, they all had big hair.
They don't.
Right, okay. Well, they don't now. A lot of them, no. No. Quite right. But early 90s, when were we, which episode we were discussing the pivotal music moments? And I said I got to about 13 and spotted this chap on the front of Kerrang magazine.
I know who you mean.
Yes, and he knows, which is the funniest thing. I blamed him for the way my life's turned out. At the time, actually, they just released the Adrenalize album, which this song isn't from.
Huge hit in America.
This at the moment, when it comes on, I've got to crank it up. Even now, this is Def Leppard, Hysteria.
Thank you. And
that was Def Leppard, Hysteria.
I'm sorry, I had to fade that song a little bit early because we were running out of time.
And oh, no.
As I faded the, what's called the fader, I can hear you typing away because for people who are listening right now, Helen is in a place called Burnley, which is miles.
God, I hope they couldn't hear me singing along.
No, no. And thankfully I didn't because, to be honest, here's my honesty. While that was on, I nipped out and had a cigarette.
Oh, it's too far for me to go and have one.
Yeah, well, I've got two sets of stairs. No, sorry, one set, and I still got a cigarette, fed the cat, and came back, and it's still on.
Wow. Yeah. Can't believe you've not.
No, now you can
teleported.
You can praise the song now.
No. I'm going to leave it there. I just love it. That was very self indulgent.
It's allowed. Okay. It's the written man and her. Like I say, we are running out of time as well. We've got hopefully get the songs in. I'm sure we will. Now, this song's a short song, and this song is a cheesy song. And I've got two cheesy songs.
Another one?
Yeah. I like cheesy songs. A great pop song, this by a guy who now, he works as an environmental type guy in Canada, and it's Terry Jacks.
If you go away on this summer day, then you might as well take the sun away. All the birds that flew in the summer sky when our love was new and our hearts were high, when the day was young and the nights were long.
Huge hit with the seasons. Oh, I can't remember the name of it. Four Seasons of Sun. Is that it? I'm not sure. All right, Terry Jacks are my cheesy songs for today, and the lyrics just mean a lot to me, and it makes me think. There you go.
That's important.
Not thinking.
Or having songs and lyrics that mean something.
Yeah, that's the beauty of music, isn't it? It's
I'm far too shallow today.
No comment on the tracks. Def Leppard. Well, so I won't say any more.
Well, I was thinking about Def Leppard, and in the same magazine, same issue of Kerrang, was a piece about Robert Plant. And at the time, I had no idea that Led Zeppelin were even English. And little really ever cared beyond that point, because Robert Plant just absolutely stood out to me as being rather aesthetically pleasing.
Oh, I know your type now. Big air.
Blue eyes. Yeah, whatever. Let's not. And again, another self-indulgent track, because actually, whilst I was introduced to Robert Plant through the Fate of Nations album, one of my uncles once played a track, and I didn't realise it was Robert Plant, called Big Log, which I absolutely loved.
Yeah, great song.
And I played it endlessly.
Yeah.
Until Fate of Nations, which is probably the album. If you could only take one album to a desert island, it'd be Fate of Nations. It's got a little bit of everything on there. And purely and simply because this song's a banger and it's upbeat, and I'm sure it was huge in America, as well as being huge here. And you just need to crank it up for no particular reason. This is Robert Plant, 29 Palms. Oh, that was Robert Plant, £29.
I can hear you typing again.
I'm not typing.
You're doing something. I can hear it. Fiddling around in the studio.
I don't know what it is.
Goodness gracious.
I'm not having a cigarette. I've not got a beer open yet.
Yeah. Well,
maybe there's a gremlin.
No, I can hear your hands moving stuff. You're just not studio friendly, are you? It'll be perfectly still. Don't do anything. It's just statuesque.
Well, it wouldn't be a show if I didn't get told off something.
That's a good point. And I've got a really long song here, so I won't be able to play it all because we've only got, 9 minutes left. So I'll play most of it. This song, when it came out, it's cheesy. Another cheesy song because it's my cheesy week. But I used to sing.
Should have had a themed week.
Yeah, cheesy week. I'll just play it now. John Miles and music.
Oh, I love this.
Music was my first love, and it will be my last. Music of the future, and music of the past. To live without my music would be impossible. In this world of troubles, my music pulls me through. Music was my first love, and it will be my last. Music of the future, and music of the past, the music of the past, music of the past.
To fade song there because we're gonna run out of time otherwise. John Miles and music, I don't know what year it was, but I just remember singing it all the time, and I don't know, it's just 5 minutes 51 of glorious things that affect my head. So,
mine in that song, I think I heard, says something about music gets me through.
Yeah, it does. It just does.
And I forgot to mention, also, Def Leppard, it's the orchestration in that track that reminded me. They've just released pretty much a fully orchestrated, like, greatest hits, which is one up from all the acoustic albums that people are recording, but I'm not a fan of that. It doesn't work. Whereas that works. That's like, yes, get the trumpets out, lads.
Yeah, get the brass going. Right,
get that brass section going.
It's time for us to say goodbye. So thank you to everyone who has tuned in and stayed with us. And just tell your friends and get people listening to this channel. And we can become known as Rip Man and Her forever. That'd be nice.
Immortalised. Yeah. Do I get one last track, though?
You certainly do.
Right. I bumped into Dave Sharp.
Oh, Dave Sharp.
From The Alarm.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we just had a good old catch-up.
Yeah.
But I remembered him once giving me a copy of Hard Travelling, and much like a lot of the artists that used to just give me music, it took me a while to stick it in the CD player. But do you know what? It's an album that I think everyone on the planet should hear at some point. It's just... it's truly stunning, I think. And this is my favourite from it, to fade us out. So peace out, everyone.
Peace out.
This is Dave Sharp, In the City.
And we'll see you all next week. Long.